After last Friday's horrific terrorist shooting in Christchurch in New Zealand, one person that came to the fore very quickly and spoke up for her country in an amazing way was the Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern. And here's a bit of a tribute to the victims and to Jacinda and the amazing way she's handled things.
We have undoubtedly experienced an attack today that is unprecedented, unlike anything that we have experienced before. But as I say, New Zealand has been chosen because we are not a place where violent extremism exists. We reject those notions and we must continue to reject them. This is not an enclave for that kind of behaviour, for that kind of ideology.
There is freedom within, there is freedom without. Try to catch the deluge in a paper cup.
We will and must reject it.
There's a battle ahead.
This is a place where people should feel secure and will feel secure. I am not going to let this change New Zealand's profile. None of us should.
Hey now, hey now, don't dream it. Oh, hey now, when the world comes in, they come, build a wall between us. We know they won't win.
We should not be perpetuating, sharing, giving any oxygen to this act of violence and the message that sat behind it. We should all be condemning, obviously, what has happened here today in the peaceful nation of New Zealand.
Tales of war and of ways to turn right over to the tipping point.
Hope would be that the outpouring of compassion and support that I know New Zealanders will want to show it to them. Show it to the members of the community who sought to worship safely and who were the victims of this attack today. And I know New Zealanders will want to do that. We are a proud nation of more than 200 ethnicities, 160 languages. And amongst that diversity, we share common values. And the one that we place the currency on right now and tonight is our compassion and the support for the community of those directly affected by this tragedy. And secondly, the strongest possible condemnation of the ideology of the people who did this. You may have chosen us, but we utterly reject and condemn you.
Goodness, to those that tragically lost their lives last Friday, we say rest in peace. So sad. And to those that are grieving and to the whole nation of New Zealand, we're with you.